Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Love this. Every phone line is ringing. Everybody's up, moving around, ready to go. Brand new year. Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to 2021. You're the first official caller to the show.
Woo!
Yeah, I know. I know, it's something, isn't it? Congratulations.
Yes. What are you off right.
Exactly right. What are you up doing?
I am about to be at work right now.
Okay. And Kelly, what do you do for a living?
I work with a construction company.
Okay. All right. Violetta, you're writing all this stuff down?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, remember we're doing a, you know, got to keep this for next year. And how long have you been with a construction company?
3 years.
3 years. You enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Enjoy hands-on.
What are you guys building?
We're an industrial company, so we work at a tar and chemical plant.
Oh, cool. Those are the trucks that spin?
Insulation. Oh, no. Yeah.
They're spinning trucks?
Yeah, you know, like they got the...
like the cement ones.
The cement rollers? Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And do you have any goals, dreams, beliefs for 2021?
Well, we just bought a camper before the new year, so nice. My goal this year is to get a lot of trips in and enjoy the
I love that. Do you have any first destination camping trips to break in the camper plant?
Either Kentucky or Tennessee first.
Oh, wow. Those are the best places.
Oh, yeah.
If you Google camping spots, Tennessee pops right up. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And who will be going? Is it you and your family?
I just got engaged on the new year, and
wow.
I have a son that's about to turn one on the 20th.
Wow! Engaged and a camper?
Yep.
Wow.
It was a year last year.
Wow. That's great. All right. And do you have any other plans for yourself other than camping, like personal plans? You know, they see people are like, oh, I'm going to get in shape or, oh, I'm going to do this or that. Do you have any of those or is camping the only thing?
Of course. Yeah, I want to lose some pounds. I still have a lot of my baby weight. Probably also, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that much.
Do you see there's a new TikTok out now, a TikTok trend where people are showing pictures of themselves at the very beginning of the year and pictures of themselves at the end of the year and how much, how terrible we all look in 2020?
Yeah, I
want to
do that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. All right, Kelly, we wish you a great 2021. We're going to put you on hold. We have a prize for you for being the first caller of 2021. And then at this time next year, we're going to have somebody try to recall this conversation for prizes, okay?
Wow, thank you so much. I love you guys.
All right, you're the best. Thank you, Kelly. She's got a new camper.
I know. She's up early. She's ready to go.
She actually needs to slow down this year. It sounds like she had a big 2020.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I was a little nervous getting the show launched today because it's the first Monday back in a brand new year and things tend to move slowly.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, you guys had some kick-ass Christmas.
Yeah?
Look at these gifts. Top three unexpected Christmas gifts you received this past year. 312-233-1019. Marissa, what'd you get?
I got a Harry Potter rubber ducky.
Harry Potter rubber ducky.
Cool.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
Well, then it makes all the sense in the world.
If she wasn't, that would be really odd.
Now it makes all the sense in the world. Hi, Lisa, you got what?
I got windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers.
Mm.
All
essential.
Wrapped up nicely with a bow on them. Is that something you asked for?
No, okay, and there good. Was no bow, but that's cute that you think there was.
Well, you know, it's the holidays. What'd you get for Christmas, Kelly?
A brand new lunch bag, which would be great if I went to work.
Right. A brand new lunch bag to carry into the living room every day with your sandwich in it.
Oh, that's funny.
Number three, Kristen.
A steering wheel.
Important.
What?
Everybody needs one. Yep. Yeah. Customized, all sorts of, like, cool velvet on it or something?
You know, I just got a 76 Chevy Love, and it had a really nasty steering wheel.
Can't
so
have it.
Now I got a new one.
Yeah. You can't drive around a 76 Chevy without a tricked-out steering wheel.
Wow.
Yeah, number two, Jason, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got an automatic soap dispenser.
Ooh. That is so 2020.
You don't have to touch it.
That is so 2020. Do you put that where?
Near the kitchen sink. My wife loves it.
Ah, that's great.
That's all that counts.
Something the whole family can enjoy. And in at number one, your unexpected Christmas gift found what under the tree, Miranda?
I got a candle with Michelle Obama's face on it.
Nice.
What?
Nice. Nice.
Is that on the...
So you're literally going to melt the former first lady.
Yeah, basically, my mother-in-law got it. It's one of those, like, in-memoriam candles because she misses her.
Oh!
So she did it as an in-memoriam, even though Michelle Obama is alive and well.
Yes.
Okay. I see. And where do you display that candle? Family room? Bedroom?
Well, currently it's still under our tree.
Yeah. One day holding vigil around it.
Careful.
Rip, you seem so confused.
No, I got even more confused with the in memoriam parts. Then I just shut up. I'm not even going to try to figure it out now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if this was like a current item or something that was like almost like a gag gift left over from 6 years ago. But I think you explained it mostly.
You can find them pretty much anywhere, I'm guessing, right? If you Google Michelle Obama candles, I bet you they'll stack up for you.
Yeah, but it's not timely anymore.
No,
that's what I'm trying to say.
She misses her, though.
Well, I get it now.
She misses her.
How was the rest of the holiday for you, Miranda?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was pretty quiet with COVID and everything, but, you know, we Zoomed.
How about the New Year? Did you rip it up, tear it up, go crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Clubbing?
My living room and my pajamas.
There you go.
Yes.
That is 2020. It is time to check out what people are talking about on the meanest social media platform ever.
I don't know. Facebook's up there, too.
That is true.
Ugh.
That is true. See the story yesterday? They were talking about how none of the social media companies can get sued for all the mean stuff, the defamatory stuff, the slanderous stuff that's put on there. You can sue the person, but not the site.
Right.
They're trying to get those laws changed.
Yeah.
So that Facebook and Twitter have to go, whoa, geez, maybe we should watch what people are saying.
Be a little responsible, but.
Yeah, they're very cake and eat it too.
We'll see what
those
happens.
Companies are.
Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go, Violetta, in at number three.
The Office is officially off of Netflix and exclusively on Peacock. Many are mourning the switch because they just don't like the change. Others are excited because they have never before seen footage Peacock is releasing, and fans are just eating it up.
I watch a lot of stuff on Peacock.
Yeah. Well, now you can watch The Office.
I end up there a lot.
I think I've asked this before. Do we all have that? Do I have?
It's
I see it there. I've never clicked on it.
Yeah.
And I would wonder if it would be one of those things if I clicked, it'd be like, pay for this or
no,
whatever.
You don't.
Okay.
Which is why I'm always amazed that people are so upset. Because you can either just click Netflix to watch it or click Peacock. You're still clicking something to go to it.
It's the habit, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah. Trending on Twitter number two.
As 2020 wrapped, songs to describe the year are still trending. On the list, we have AJR, Burn the House Down, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M., and Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police. Hashtag sum up 2020 with a song.
All smash hits.
True.
All of them all. And trending on Twitter, number one.
And finally, Bachelor Nation is disappointed that Pilot Pete and Kelly have decided to go their separate ways.
No.
Remember, Pete didn't even choose Kelly in his final two, but ended up dating her back in May of 2020 after the show already wrapped. And Pete's mom was also made famous after really hating his choice, Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
She surprisingly chimed in with a nice comment about Kelly and said she'll always have a piece of our heart.
Pilot Pete had a Chicago connection, didn't he?
Callie's from Chicago, suburb of Chicago. And so he was here, and I actually saw him by Tavern on Rush, remember?
Oh, really?
I took a selfie with the couple they broke up.
You should get a frame for that. let me tie all this together. The next Bachelor, Mike, right? Bachelor Mike?
Yeah.
It starts this week?
I think so. They're
get yourself ready, Whip.
I think it starts tonight.
Oh, yes. Great.
I don't know his name, but I saw the commercial. It said January 4th. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Here's a twist. So, Bachelor Mike, you know the game yesterday where the LA Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals? That was the game that got the Bears into the playoffs.
That's right.
Because the Bears lost to the Packers, but because the Cardinals lost, the Bears got in. So, we have the LA Rams to thank for that.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback for the LA Rams was a guy named John Wolford, who had never been a quarterback for the Rams before and was like, you know, selling stocks and bonds like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't think he'd ever taken an NFL snap.
Right.
He'd been around a little bit, but never played.
Came in and won the game, and everybody's like, oh, here's, you know, the Cinderella story, right? So, that was nice. This guy played college football at Wake Forest with Bachelor Mike.
Whoa.
It's like it was meant to be.
See how that worked?
Kind of. I followed you for most of that.
Yeah,
it's very
I know you dozed off about halfway through, but, you know. Anybody listening who? Doing a dry January. I might do it.
What?
Please listen to Violetta. Huh?
No way.
You lost your mind?
That's not going to be a team thing.
Sit down. Let's talk about this. Yeah, well, like last night, I got asked, hey, you want a drink? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hold off.
You know, actually, I poured a glass of wine last night, and I had one sip. And I poured the rest down the drain.
There you go. Maybe a dry January in your future. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're doing dry January.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what caused you or made you decide to do this?
Honestly, 2020 was just a wreck. And I indulged a little bit too much.
I see.
Drank way too much.
I
ate way too much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I just need a little bit of a reset.
A cleansing of sorts. What would you say would be your drink of choice in 2020 that you're pushing aside in 2021, at least for January?
Bottles of red wine.
Bottles.
Oh,
not just glasses. Bottles. And your main goal was to reset? It's not a health thing or just to see you can do it? It's just to hit the reset button?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like my body's like, what have you been doing to me? And it's definitely related to the alcohol more than it's related to the food.
Okay.
Be pretty okay. So I just want to feel better. I want to sleep better. I want to look better.
All those things.
Yeah, okay.
It says here, if you're considering a dry January, some pros and cons. There are plenty of emotional and physical benefits, they say, that you'll get. But total abstinence may be unrealistic. Do you think that's the case? Like, you know, January 14th, you're like, yeah, I could just have a couple of sips here or there.
I do. My husband's birthday is this month, and I don't know if I will be able to, you know, I want to try to give him a quarantine birthday. And that might include some alcohol. I'm not really sure, but I'm going to try.
How old is he going to be?
Oh, 35.
Oh, yeah. He's going to tear it up. That's a big one.
You got to.
35. You got to rip
it up.
Can't
let him party by himself.
Yeah. They say...
Exactly.
If you're doing a dry January, among the things you'll experience, Jessica, your overall health will actually improve significantly. Your mood will improve, too, say experts. How's your mood been?
You know, like everybody else's.
All right, that great?
All right.
You're going to get more accomplished if you do a dry January. Mocktails might help quench your thirst. You open to a mocktail, you know, like a kitty cocktail, something like that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Replacing your version of happy hour with another mood-boosting activity can kill your cravings, so skip the happy hour and do a puzzle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all right.
Great.
Replacing also journaling through January might be motivational, and you don't have to commit to being a shut-in, and you shouldn't give up if you slip. So if it goes well or you have a little sip for your husband's birthday, you can still follow through according to this.
Okay.
All right.
Here's
what we're going to do with you, Jessica. I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Okay.
We're going to call you on January 31st.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to see what your personal evaluation is for your dry January, if you feel better, look better, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
All right? Don't slip up.
Great.
We got a whole radio bit surrounding you. Don't you slip up and start binge drinking.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
I will try.
All right, I'll try. All right, hold on.
So even if she slips up, and I do not believe you will, Jessica, but even if you slip up on January 15th, we don't find out until January. It's not like the whole thing's canceled once she slips up, right?
Well, and, you know, like everything else, you just lie about it. Then.
Well, that's true. Make sure you lie. Just whatever January the best 31st. Story is, just tell us that one.
You can be like, yeah, I did the whole month, no problem, while you actually have a drink in your hand. All right, we'll check back with Jessica and see how she did at the end of the month. Our phones are exploding.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. From people who have seen the show Cocomelon.
I guess I'm missing out.
Cocomelon. Why did I ask that? I don't even know what that is. Jenny.
Yes.
You have seen the show.
Multiple times on repeat.
Okay. Is it one show or a series?
A series.
A series. And what is Cocomelon about?
It's about this little baby, JJ, who goes on adventures with his family and learns how to do things like brush his teeth and climb out of his crib.
Wow. Sounds fascinating.
All sorts of fun stuff. Yeah.
So I'm guessing based on your description, because I've never seen it, it's geared more towards you using it to distract kids with.
Yes. It's usually on our iPad at dinner time before feeding happens.
Who is the target audience for Cocomelon?
2-year-olds.
2-year-olds. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of that.
All right. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for that. Ellie, do you agree with everything you've just heard? Hi, Ellie.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughter sings Cocomelon all day, every day in her own life. She sings to the tunes.
Okay.
She tries to mimic him all day.
Yeah. So it's a he. Cocomelon is actually a person.
Yes, little boy. Mm-hmm.
Why am I asking this? Because Netflix just revealed that is the number one streamed show of 2020.
Whoa.
Oh, yep.
Number one. I didn't even know it existed.
Yep.
Yep.
Never heard of it either, and I actually seriously thought when you said Coco Melon that it was you were going to say it was a show about Iced Tea and his wife Coco with the giant boobs.
Yeah,
I swear to God, that's what I thought you were going to say.
You know what? I kind of wish it was. Coco Melon is the number one streamed show according to Netflix. I'm going to run the top five past you, Ellie. Tell me if you watch these, okay?
Okay.
In at number two, Whip will be happy, is The Office.
Yes, that's right.
No.
You do not watch The Office.
No.
Okay, neither do I. I've tried. I can't get it. I keep trying.
It'll click.
Very dry humor.
I just don't get it. And Violetta reported trending on Twitter earlier this morning that they've moved that from Netflix to Peacock.
Yes, officially.
All right, in at number three, Ellie, is The Queen's Gambit.
No.
Didn't see that either.
That one's so good.
So terrible.
I have a two-year-old. I don't watch any.
Yeah. Okay. Just Coco Melon.
That's right.
All right, I bet you've watched number four of the top five, Tiger King.
No.
She's like, no, I don't have time.
Those first couple of years of your kid's life, you're just like in a haze the whole time. You don't watch. You don't sit there and have 40 minutes to do anything.
I would think maybe they go to sleep, you know, and then you got that hour before you collapse yourself. You say, all right, I'm going to do something for myself, you know, like watch Tiger King.
No, didn't happen.
All right. And in at number five on the most streamed shows of 2020, Ozark at number five. Ozark.
Wow, that's still kicking.
Oh, I did watch a season of that a few years ago. Yeah.
I hear it's dark and weird.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. I really need to do that. Thank you, Allie. It's a good way to set the tone for Mixed Morning Mindbender 2021.
Totally.
Drunk UK man changes name to blank, says he has no regrets. My clue was too big, wasn't it?
Well, there's one big name you think of.
I said, all right, your clue is Las Vegas performer. He changed his name to what, Joan?
To Celine Dion.
Exactly right. Yeah. Celine Dion, a 30-year-old Staffordshire, England native named Thomas Dodd, at least originally, got drunk on Christmas Eve and discovered some days later that he's now legally known as Celine Dion.
Okay.
Without his sober knowledge, he tracked down an online application. He paid the $122 fee to change his name legally. He didn't realize what he'd done until the official change of name deed arrived in the mail, a picture of which he shared on social media. Once it sunk in, I signed it straight away as I bloody love her, he said, adding, as it stands, I'm keeping it, though it depends on how difficult it makes my life. It's going to make your life really difficult.
That's awesome.
Now, you said your Serbian Christmas is Thursday.
Yes.
I don't mean to be a jackass here. I'm not, because I don't know, so I'm just asking questions. Excuse my ignorance.
Okay.
But is it very similar to the Christmas we just experienced on December 25th?
It's exactly the same. There's no difference. We have a tree.
Okay.
And we have Santa Claus.
There is Santa.
Yeah, St. Nicholas. We have presents.
All right.
We get together for food. And
what Serbian food is served on Christmas?
You know, normally we have sausages.
Who doesn't love a good sausage? Yep. Except there is one thing you should know about that, Whip.
You don't want to see two things being made, laws or sausages.
Right.
That's Whip's favorite must-know tidbit.
So very true. Because I don't want to see how it's made, but they're delicious. Mm-hmm. We have some polenta. We have pork, normally on the spit.
Gotcha. Pork on a spit.
Yeah,
okay.
And stuffed cabbage. Nice. That's a usual.
Now, is your shopping complete? Do you have something for Bronco? Do you have something for Vera? Do you have something for your sister?
Yeah, I do.
What about your grandmother over in Serbia?
So, we're putting together a care package, but it's going to take probably a month to get there.
It takes a month?
Yeah, because I don't know. It takes forever with the post office.
You think our post office is bad? Wow.
And so, she'll get that eventually.
Wow.
And actually, now that I think of it, there are a lot of Christmassy things in there. I guess that's for next year.
Wow.
And I actually celebrated New Year's Eve, though, with her over the phone.
With your grandmother.
Yeah, she's 7 hours ahead. Right. So I called her.
By 5 o'clock, she was done.
Exactly. 5 o'clock, right before I got ready for dinner. And
so she stayed up till midnight Serbian time to ring in 2021.
Yeah.
And when does she return here from her village in Serbia to the States?
Whenever this craziness is over.
All right. Your playoff-bound Chicago Bears. Hey, Charles.
Yo, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're doing well. It's a Monday morning. It's the first full Monday of 2021. The Bears are going to the playoffs. I mean, what more could we want, right?
Exactly. What more could you want? A win against Green Bay would have been good. But, you know, we going to the playoffs, so it's all good.
That's all that matters.
We start 0-0 again.
Yep, there it is.
Woo!
Now, I'm glad you said that because that had to be said in the locker room. Coach Nagy, we played a clip from him today talking about 0-0. We played a clip from Mitch today talking about 0-0. You just mentioned it. Is that the team mantra right now?
I mean, that's our team mantra, but I know that's everybody's mantra. I mean, because no matter what you did in the regular season, does not matter now. There's nobody here to save you, just like we had somebody, you know, save us yesterday. It is 0-0. Your record starts over, and it is win or go home. No, nothing more, nothing less.
There you go. And you had mentioned Green Bay yesterday. Let's just say it. As much as it pains me, because I hate the guy, but that Aaron Rodgers, he's pretty damn good, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing against him watching him play against our defense and watching him play for 7 years now. And I remember when he was in the height of, you know, his career, and you think it's like, oh, he's about to decline, and then nope, right? Bulldog, and he's still performing at a high level. He's a very, very, very good football player. You got to tip your hat and give credit where credit's due.
Do you hate the State Farm commercials? I hate them. Do you hate those? When he hits the hole in one, you're like, all right, enough with the Aaron Rodgers thing. And the mustache, the whole thing, right?
I don't care for it that much, honestly. it's not something that I like hate too tremendously. I got a lot of other things that I hate, but not really.
All right. They made kind of a big deal yesterday about Matt Nagy not wanting himself to know or you guys to know supposedly what was going on in the Rams-Cardinals game. So is that true? Did you guys not actually know? And when you left the field losing this game yesterday, you already knew you were in the playoffs, though, right? Or did you not?
What did Matt Nagy say?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's our answer.
There we go.
We're at 0-0.
There we exactly. go. 0-0. Charles, are you heading into exactly? Are you heading into work this morning? Is that where you're off to?
I'm here right now. I'm 15 feet away from getting my COVID test, my boogers.
Oh,
so that's where I'm.
Yeah. And then you guys got the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Do you have any? I'm getting way ahead of myself, but do you have any idea when do you head to New Orleans? What's the deal? What's it look like?
Probably the normal week. If we're playing on Sunday, we're probably leaving on Saturday. Saturday night around then. Get in around. Yeah, probably leaving around Saturday midday. Get in Saturday night. And well, I think we got the middle game, the 4 o'clock Eastern slot.
Right.
I don't know if it's Eastern or Central time in New Orleans, but yeah.
Central, I think.
Yeah, it'll be 3:40 Central. And be on, I don't know if you can. You know, this could be another what did Matt Nagy say, but back in November, remember what happened back then? We don't really talk about it. Did you really think, hey, we're still going to be in the playoffs, we're fine? In your heart of hearts, did you believe that or not?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like the world was falling down, like it really did, especially after the when we play Detroit.
Yeah.
Was that in November as
that
well?
That was a tough one. That was a
Yeah, absolutely. It seemed like the world was falling down and it was all over. But when you looked at, when you took a step back and looked at the big picture, all we tried to do was just rip off four straight. And if we ripped off four straight, we knew we needed help, which we got. And you never know what can happen in this league. I mean, it's been some crazy things that happened with teams, you know, losing, you know, however many games in a row and winning however many games in a row to making it to the playoffs. And I heard this yesterday, and it literally irritates me because I don't know how you say it. But when they talk about one of those Giants teams, they're like, this is the worst team to win the Super Bowl. What? Who is the worst team to win the Super Bowl? Like, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. Like, that, I don't understand that at all. It doesn't matter. Like, that team was a better team than everybody that year, period, point blank. But I know their mantra was 0-1. They didn't care about what happened in the regular season. They got into the dance, because at the end of the day, this is win or go home. All we got to do is focus on this week and control what we can control.
One game at a time, Charles. One game at a time.
Yep.
That's right.
All right. Well, you know what? We are so excited and so happy for you. And thanks for the finding the time for us this morning. We're going to get ready for Sunday, a little Bears-Saints action, and hopefully get a win and then be 1-0 and go on to the next game, one game at a time, okay?
That's it. That's what we're 0-0 right now. We're trying to get to 1-0. That's it.
That's right. All right. Get your booger swabbed. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, buddy. See ya. Leno on the line. There he is. Time for the weekend wrap-up. Stories we haven't gotten to until now. Keeping you updated on things from the weekend. You might have seen the story about Prince over the weekend. Did you see this one?
No.
His estate. It's worth like double what his people were claiming. Good stuff, right?
It's my favorite Prince song.
Is that the really? Save on Taxes? Is that the is
probably?
That yeah, okay.
The Prince estate reportedly is undervalued by the IRS says by an estimated $80 million.
Mm. Wow!
So the people there are like, oh yeah, you know, because he didn't have a will.
Okay.
And when he passed away, so those that were in line to inherit family, like, oh yeah, it's worth like 80, and the IRS walked and said it's worth like $160 million.
Right.
So that's good for them.
Trying to control. It's good for the IRS.
Yeah.
It's bad for the people that have to pay the taxes.
Oh, but if it's worth more, then don't they get more, too?
No, it means they pay the IRS more is what they were trying to avoid doing.
Right.
They already have more.
Oh, I see what
they know
happened.
It's worth $160.
Oh, okay, I see what happened.
Yeah, they're trying to actually save. Yes. Somebody who's trying to lose, James Corden, says his weight loss goals are real this year. I'm fed up with being unhealthy.
Yes, oh. I'm with you, James.
I've realized that every year for the past decade, probably even 15 years, on January the 1st, I've always told myself and anyone that would listen that I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to lose a load of weight. I'm fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with being unhealthy. This is the year I'm actually going to do it.
Yes.
All right.
He was actually brought to tears, he said.
Oh, no.
They said it in the emotional clip as a part of his show to say, this is what I'm doing for 2021.
All right. Well, hopefully he's got a sponsor attached, and let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's
make a little money on this.
Sure he does.
Make a little money. Speaking of what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat, a meteorologist is warning that eating icicles is actually just eating bird poop.
Oh, no!
Which sounds about right
that.
To me. Yeah, everybody's eating bird poop is what it says.
Oh, gross.
Yep. Iowa meteorologist Katie Nicolau is the real party pooper here, they say, because after seeing a social media clip of people eating icicles, she had to speak up. Katie, who works at KMEG Sioux City, I think they also had the story that Ben had.
They did? Well,
I think so. is imploring people to break their icicle habit, unless, of course, they're into eating bird poop. She had a very scientific, stomach-turning explanation to the frozen treat that, if you watch, will cause you to never eat an icicle again.
I haven't done it for a while, but now I definitely won't.
It's bad for you.
Yeah.
New study says lifting more weights could work wonders on your sleep quality, too.
Really?
I've heard this before, yeah.
Is that why you bench
that's
so
why,
much?
That's why I don't sleep well and I look like hell. The new study in preventative medicine reports that adding some strength training into your routine during the day can actually help improve your quality of sleep. So maybe James Corden can do that as well.
Okay.
Wow. You ever been to jail? Anybody?
No, I don't.
I've visited Alcatraz.
That doesn't really count.
I went to state Illinois jail, I think.
I think I went to the Cook County jail when I was a kid as a field trip, too.
Did you really?
It's all coming back to me now.
Inmate smuggles pastry into jail between his butt cheeks. I think I'd rather eat an icicle. Who wants to eat that pastry?
Well, honey buns are popular.
Oh, my God. The thief got busted trying to sneak the pastry into jail. The unidentified criminal stuck the pastry between his butt cheeks and tried to shuffle in when he was caught.
Because they check you.
Yeah, they do check you. Man swallows live fish.
Why?
And well, it was an accident, as it turns out.
Really?
The New York Post says a man from Egypt recently got a live fish stuck in his throat. The 40-year-old was fishing when he placed the live fish between his lips in order to catch another one by hand.
Oh.
He accidentally coughed and then inhaled and swallowed the fish.
That's so gross.
The man was rushed to the hospitals where doctors had to remove the fish with forceps.
Yuck.
Gross.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
And finally, when it comes to bad looks on Weekend Wrap-Up, man tries to smuggle $34,000 worth of cocaine under his toupee.
Ah.
Don't worry, you don't
it's
have
to. It's a great
toupee.
Picture, too. It's stuck right on top of his head. A Colombian man was detained in Barcelona after he reportedly tried to smuggle the cocaine under a poorly fitted toupee. Is there such a thing as a well-fitted toupee?
It doesn't seem that way, but then maybe that's the thing. If it's well-fitted, we don't know it's a toupee.
I think we always know. Mm. Police said the man caught their attention when he arrived on a flight from Bogota on June 18th and appeared nervous and also really unattractive.
He appeared relatively unattractive.
You know, that guy looks nervous and terrible with that hair.
We should check it out.
Officers had the man remove his wig and found a package stuck to his head with $34,000 worth of cocaine.
Wow.
The takeaway from all of this is do not wear toupees. Let's get an update on what everyone is talking about. What's trending on Twitter? What are the things we should know about? Top three things. Social media desk, Violetta keeps track all morning. You can always send us direct messages through all our social media platforms. You can text us 60123 as she keeps her eye on Twitter this go around. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, in at number three.
We have a new world record for the most diamonds on a single ring. Harshit.
I think I'm looking at it right now on TV.
That is
CNN's,
it right there.
Wow.
Harshit Bansal from India set the record last week with the impressive flower design with 12,638 diamonds on it. Wow. It's called the Ring of Prosperity, and it weighs 165 grams or 5.8 ounces.
Wow. Is there like a carat weight? Did they list that? How many like carat weight that would
be? They had some carat weight, but I don't have that information at the moment.
Big. Trending on Twitter,
very
number
big.
Two.
Nicki Minaj shared the first picture of her three-month-old son over the weekend, and many are saying that him and her are twins and wishing the rapper happiness with her new son.
Kind of forgot she even had one.
I know. Drawing a blank. Who's that other girl we like?
Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Her and Cardi B have some beef, so no word yet from Cardi B congratulating her, but...
Oh, they have a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shocking. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag Sweet Melody, a song by the group Little Mix, trending right now because they are on track to take the number one spot in UK's charts, and everyone is shocked that Ed Sheeran could be out of this spot. He's trailing very closely behind in second place with Afterglow, the song that he released the week of Christmas.
Do we have that?
Yeah, we played it.
Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it sad?
No, it's actually a really nice song. It's like you are expecting Afterglow, like very relaxing but uplifting.
Okay. Yeah. So he's in the top spot about to be knocked out.
Yeah.
Well, let's do something about that.
Ha.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.